since. It's been a long, time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too.
Hello, I'm Mark Steiner. Welcome. Good to have you with us today. And that was the voice of Sam Cooke. Sam Cooke, who on this December the 11th was killed on this day in 1964, much too young, much too early. But we'll be playing some of his music on the music that happened on this day in history. And I think that was an appropriate song for what we're about to talk about today. On this day in history, December the 11th, this is the day that Muhammad's army in the year 630, 10,000 people came in to conquer Mecca. This is the day that in 1706, an act was passed in New York that encouraged the baptism of slaves. The act didn't free slaves. As a matter of fact, the act, when it was passed, was because for slave masters to have illicit relations with the slaves who were their quote-unquote property, they had to be Christians first. This is in 1886 that a small group of black farmers organized the Colored Farmers National Alliance and Cooperative Union in Houston, Texas. They've been barred from membership in the All-White Farmers Alliance, and through intensive organizing, they merged with another farmers group and renamed themselves the Colored Alliance. And in 1891, they had a membership of 1.2 million black farmers throughout the United States of America, mostly in the South. This is the day in 1936 that Jewish groups around the country protested the Berlin Olympics, because they would not let Jewish athletes play in Berlin. This was a day in 1941 that Hitler and Mussolini announced they were at war with America, and World War II began on the European front. This is a day that in 1961 that the American helicopters arrived in Saigon and began our part of what the Vietnamese call the American War, that we call the Vietnamese War. This is a day in 1964 that Che Guevara spoke before the General Assembly in New York, New York. This is also a day that James Brown was arrested in Tennessee. They said he caused a riot, and they literally had to back away from that and let him go. This is a day in 1979, the Rhodesian Parliament handed power back to Britain so elections could be held. A country became Zimbabwe. This is a day in 1981 that the Salvadoran army, with support from the United States government, killed 1,000 civilians in a small village in an anti-guerrilla campaign. And it was exposed by the New York Times and the Washington Post that confirmed this happened. This is the day that the Unabomber in 1985 killed his first victim, Hugh Scruton, who was killed in his computer store in Sacramento, California. And this is the day in 1989 that three men who were convicted of the killing of Michael Griffith. Many of you may not remember this. Michael Griffith was a young man who was chased down by a white mob in Queens, New York, and killed. And the three men convicted of that death in 1986 had their convictions overturned because of a judge's misinstructions to the jury. This is a day in that 150 countries in 1997, not the United States, signed the Kyoto Treaty to end global warming. This is a day that in 2011, Manuel Noriega was extradited back to Panama. After he did his bidding for the United States, he was sent right to prison in absentia and went after him when they thought it was time for regime change. This was the day, in our birthdays this time. This is the birthday of Alexander Solzhenitsyn, the great Russian writer, who was born in 1918, famous for his writings on the Gulag Archipelago, the life and death of Alan Dusanovich. He got a Nobel Peace Prize in Literature in 1970. This is also the day the great American activist Grace Paley was born in 1922. And as we'll hear later, this is the day that Big Mama Thornton was born, the woman who really brought us Hound Dog, not Elvis Presley. This was the day that Monique, the actress, was born. And on this day, Robert Morris died in 1882. He's one of the first African-Americans to ever practice before the courts of the United States of America. This is the day that in 1928, Lewis Howard Latimer died. Now, people don't remember his name often, but he was the man who helped design the electric light bulb with Alexander Graham Bell. He drafted all the drawings. He did all the designing. Doesn't get any credit for it. He also, in 1881, patented the first incandescent electric lamp using tiny carbon wires of carbon filament to make the light bulb. He died on this day in 1928. And that is this day in history, December the 11th. We'll be right back. When we come back, we will talk to Tyron West's family, talk about what's going on with these kinds of deaths in the medical examiner's office and the prosecutors. Stay with us.
Loud and clear, bright and early. Listen. I don't hate players,
I don't love the game. I'm the shot clock, way above the game to be.